Dios María Román. Continuing with our series of talks from Seven Dimensions of the Mind, or this book in process that we did, and today is the fourth dimension, part one. The fourth dimension is the natural state of mankind, the state he resides in unless external events consume awareness. That's beautifully said. This is where life should be lived every day, having that mountaintop consciousness that looks over, in, and through everything and gives the facility to enjoy and participate fully in the world while knowing at all times exactly where we are in the mind. Gives the experience of a pure state of awareness flowing through the mind and is the threshold to vaster inner space and spiritual realization. It is a beautiful place to be, and you can be there all of the time by feeling the power of your spine. The minute you feel that radiant energy in the spine, you are disconnected from the third dimension and soar into the fourth. As this transition occurs, the first glimmer of inner light within the head is seen. It is usually a pale, moon-like glow seen at the top of the head from the fourth dimension looking into the fifth. This light illumines the darkness of the third dimension. The third dimension is the dark area of the mind, and we only see our way clearly in it through the two lights of the fourth dimension, sunlight or electric light, which man himself has invented to light up the third dimension and remove the fear of unknowing, which is equal to the fear of darkness. When we can hold ourselves in consciousness steady enough to see yesterday and tomorrow right in the same moment, we are in the fourth dimension. When we can hold ourselves steady enough to see the flow of force and vibration in the inner atmosphere between other people and ourselves, we are in the fourth dimension. When we are emotionally tangled or upset, and we see that we are emotionally upset, we're in the fourth dimension. The fourth dimension is the watcher. Totally enmeshed in the third dimension, we would be upset but would be too identified with the emotion to be able to simultaneously observe, I am upset. I feel confused and terrible. When we watch the mind think, we are using a faculty of the fourth dimension. Only the fourth dimension can observe the thinking process at work. That is a good, clear way to look at the fourth dimension as simply the watcher, the witness. There are millions of different ways consciousness can and does function in the fourth dimension, but this is the best way to define and learn of it. Understandings gained from the fourth dimension tend to make one a good teacher and philosopher. Artists are in the fourth dimension. Each time you designed or created anything, you are bringing the beauty of the within through your nerve system into manifestation. Didn't your whole nerve system feel good? That was the sub-superconscious fourth dimension of you. It finds expression in the creative intellect that wants to know for the good of the other fellows, that seeking to know. We say a person is open-minded, more willing to listen than to banter back his own ideas at you. He is conscious in the fourth dimension. He's a new age person. When he says something, it's because he has something to say, and generally his perspective of looking at the world is quite different from the material attitudes of people around him. He is able to see all four sides of a subject at the same time and to understand what people mean even if their viewpoint differs from his own. He is inspirational. He has and enjoys happiness. He is creative, unique, and works out of the box. He is independent, relying on himself and the power of his spine. He is quick to help others, but slow to get entangled with their third-dimensional forces. He is highly motivated with well-defined purposes and goals. He expends his energy well, not wasting or draining the power that propels him onward and inward. He is enthused, charmed with life, charged with great desire to pursue the spiritual path. It is not as difficult as we sometimes make it seem to be in the fourth dimension. Most people spend quite a bit of their time in the fourth dimensional realm without even realizing it. But the discovery of the fourth dimension, or any dimension, is the discovery that we're already there, and knowing when we are there and when we are not there. If we know that, we automatically know how to be there when we find we are not. The transition from the third into the fourth comes when our subconscious has released itself from opposing forces sufficiently to recognize that awareness travels in the mind and to identify with awareness instead of states of emotion and intellect through which it passes. We then gain a certain control over previous congested areas of the third dimension. More perception comes. We're able to see the third dimension clearly, to hold for longer periods of time our proper relations to the second, third, and fourth dimensions. It's very easy to get into the fourth dimension. Very easy. It's a little more challenging to hold that detached perspective when things are not going as well as we would like. But then it's easy to return when the forces smooth out. Whereas man himself creates the third dimension in daily life, the fourth dimension is the being of man and how he relates to himself within himself. Yet it is not powerful like the fifth dimension, but serene and quiet. We get our story. This is about mountaintop consciousness. Goes back to 1959 in San Francisco, after settling into the 3575 Sacramento Street Center. Gurudeva stressed the importance of establishing a steady routine for mission activities in the years to come and stuck to that rule consistently, saying that would bring steady progress for everyone. To set the example himself, in the fall, Gurudeva commenced the first sunrise service on Mount Tamalpais, 2,500-foot peak in Marin County that offers a view of the northern San Francisco Bay Area. He took a vow to hold this monthly pilgrimage until his organization was 12 years old, at which time it would be well established. On the first Sunday of each month and on other auspicious occasions, his devotees met at the temple for a pre-dawn blessing and the lighting of 108 candles, crossing the Golden Gate Bridge and driving partway up the mountain in a convoy of cars. Gurudeva led the 40-minute hike to the summit for a sunrise upadesha and meditation. He continued this monthly Kirti Yatra personally, rain or shine, for a dozen years, unless he was out of the country. A total of 154 pilgrimages in all. And we have some quotes from Gurudeva on this. Every Sunday we would make a pilgrimage there. We had a big rock on the mountain that we used to think of as the Shiva Linga. That was a very routine time. It was easy for me to be routine because of being a disciplined person from the early ballet dancing training. I ran the institution consistently. Something was happening all the time and it kept repeating itself. Then there's another statement, similar, from Merging with Shiva, Lesson 123 by Gurudeva. For 12 years, I led a bhakti pilgrimage, a devotional pilgrimage to the top of Mount Tamalpais in California, the first Sunday of every month. This one is talking about the mental practice. That's why I included it. The first one is more just about the event. This is talking about what was being done in the mind. I never missed one. The devotees in looking over three cities with me could intuit that within each city there were problems. Each home in each city contained an area of the mind that was problem-ridden. Those who had the devotion went to the top of the mountain, hence the opportunity to expand their awareness for an hour or so and look over the external states of the mind. There they set their pattern for meditation for the ensuing month. Takes great dedication, devotion, and bhakti to disentangle awareness from that which it is aware of, to flow into and become aware of expanded areas of mind. The rewards are great. We are able to look over and through our expanded vision, the totality of the exterior area of our mind, and intuitively know the answer to the experiences that we are going through. And we get the shoe words. Relate to that. Kamsok Chaini. 1. Mountaintop perspective. 2. Looking from the top of the mountain instead of from the side. A very necessary state to attain in order to proceed further within while still able to live positively in the conscious mind. Looking down from a lofty consciousness. Number 3. Sub-super consciousness. And the next deeper word is Hai Kamsak Chaini, lifting consciousness when growth states are experienced. I created an exercise for a class based on this that was given on one of the Inner Circle programs, which I'll read next. Another exercise is what we call mountaintop consciousness. In Gurudeva's early ministry, the first Sunday of every month, he would take his devotees to the top of Mount Tamalpais for the purpose of helping them achieve a mountaintop consciousness. Looking down on the cities below and the homes in them somehow helps you look more clearly at the patterns in your own life. Witness more clearly what you are actually doing on a day-to-day basis. Often we can clearly see for the first time some negative patterns that we would be better off without. This, of course, is the first step toward changing those patterns, seeing them. Of course, you don't have to always go to the top of a mountain to clearly see the patterns in your thoughts. Once we have caught the idea, we can become quite skilled at seeing patterns and adjusting them no matter where we are. For example, if we find ourselves remembering specific events of the past on a regular basis, it shows it is an experience we have not resolved. Gurudeva suggests writing down such experiences and burning the paper, and to continue doing this until we no longer think about the experiences much at all. This shows it was resolved. We have two more Shum words that relate to the fourth dimension. The name of the fourth dimension in Shum, Simbun Kami. 1. Fourth dimension, sub-superconscious mind. 2. Awareness cognizing the interrelated forces of the fifth, fourth, and third dimensions. 3. From this detachment, we gain the ability to dissolve confusions, conflicts, and the various and varied entanglements that are encountered daily. 4. The realm of artistic creativity. 5. Here is the resting place where we look in and up and out and down. 6. Consciousness should never go lower, but when soaring higher returns to this resting place, the fourth dimension. 7. This dimension relates to the Kamshumalinga Rimche Nali. This one. 8. To experience the portraits within this dimension, look at the world from the chest area. then the related word, vumkami. One, observing congested areas. Two, this portrait defines the observation of blockages or congested areas within the third dimension that interfere with the positive flow of awareness progressing toward a particular goal. Three, simultaneous with the perception of the congested area is implied the direction of change in which the otic forces, you're too confused, begin to enlighten. A wonderful day.